And this week, two channels started the second seasons of promising shows, NBC's courtroom comedy Trial and Error and FX's dark crime drama Snowfall. Both came back with new episodes yesterday. Summer is a time when most networks rely on reality TV or game shows to fill the airwaves. So could these returning series be an antidote to the doldrums of the summer season? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is going to let us know. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
I know you've been looking forward to these shows, so let's tackle NBC's Trial and Error first, a lighthearted parody of true crime shows, you know, kind of the mockumentary style that The Office or Parks and Recreation made famous. So does this show, first of all, live up to those?
Well, that's a high bar,
right?
Okay, so I won't say it's quite that good, but it's a really interesting premise. So basically, it's a comedy about this New York lawyer named Josh who comes to this town of East Peck, South Carolina. And in the first season, he was defending a character played by John Lithgow, this really eccentric guy who was accused of killing his wife. And now the second season, we're going to have Kristen Chenoweth playing a different character who's also accused of murder. The first season was more a satire of the movie called The Staircase, which is now a series on Netflix, an actual true crime documentary. And this season is supposed to be more of a satire of The Jinx, which is another true crime documentary that aired on HBO.
Okay.
So you can see they're going for something big here.
Okay. And if you want, you can, you know, research those. Although just to watch Kristen Chenoweth is good enough. She's the widely adored first lady of the town. And again, seems to have murdered her husband. Here's a clip.
Ma'am.
Is there a problem, officer?
Your tail light is out.
Oh, put it in the warning. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Also, you have a dead body in your trunk.
Oh, for f***'s sake, put it in the warning.
So tell us more about what she does in this show.
So if in the first season we had this guy who everybody thought was guilty, who kept doing things to make himself look guilty, even though he wasn't, in this one, everyone wants to believe that she's innocent and they love her to get away with this crime. And she just keeps doing things to reveal that she might actually be guilty of it. So it's a flip on what we originally saw. And of course, we all know Kristen Chenoweth is this sort of bubbly performer. And in this case, she's playing someone who's like that, but also has a bit of a dark side. She keeps doing these crazy things to reveal her possible guilt, even though everyone in the town seems to want to exonerate her. So
right.
it's an interesting comedy.
Well, boy, so that's Trial and Error, and they got something going for them because first Lithgow and now Chenoweth. So they're getting, you know, really A-list. Let's make a sharp turn to a very different show. FX's Snowfall, really dark crime drama. It traces the Los Angeles crack epidemic in the 80s. Here's a clip from the end of the first season, two characters talking about walking away from a murder.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Just turn around, walk out. Close the door behind you.
This isn't right.
This isn't right. This is a war, Teddy. We do what is required of us, which is exactly what I did that night at the house, and unfortunately what you are incapable of doing. So I'm doing this for both of us.
Yeah. Oh, talk about... Yeah, that's grim.
That's pretty intense.
And what do you... How do they take on this terrible drug epidemic that ravaged communities across the country?
So Snowfall is an interesting storyline. It's trying to tell the tale of how crack first emerged in Los Angeles. And it started in three different areas. We saw a young black man who decides that he might be able to make a lot more money if he switched from trying to sell marijuana to selling cocaine, which wasn't being sold in black neighborhoods at that time. Then we also see a young Hispanic couple that are trying to get a foothold in the cocaine business. And then the third group is this guy from the CIA who wants to fund covert operations by facilitating the selling of drugs. And now in the second season, we see these three different camps of people come together more closely. In the first season, it was kind of hard at first to see how these three different groups of people were related and how does that add up to the crack epidemic. They weren't even making crack for much of the first season. Now crack exists. they're starting to sell it, and we're starting to see these networks of criminals and the CIA and covert operatives all work together to create this new drug trade that we know will eventually sweep through all of these neighborhoods and cause all kinds of pain and devastation. So it's a dark drama, but it is interesting, it's compelling, and some of the characters are very well drawn.
It sounds like you're saying, for this and for Trial and Error, worth watching.
Most definitely. They're a little under the radar. I think people are paying more attention to higher profile shows, but they're both
like
very
CNN
entertaining.
Or Fox News.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're to the point now where the cable news channels sort of feel like we're watching a scripted drama. But if you want to get away from those concerns and you want a story that will distract you, we have both a drama and a comedy that are both well done that are both coming to TV this week.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.